I woke up this morning and I was reading the paper, and the first thing I thought is there is so much fucking crime now. Anybody notice? There seems to be more crime than ever. I'm not sure if there is, but when I was a kid, which at that time, to be truthful, I didn't read the paper. But I don't remember there being so much crime. I honestly don't. The first thing I read this morning is that police are seeking a man who ripped out a woman's hair from her scalp. I'm not kidding you here. Officers have released a photo of the suspect who carried out an unprovoked attack in South London. There's a black guy. There's a fucking black guy that looks fucked up. And the victim was a 31-year-old woman who got off a bus, just getting off the bus in Croydon, near the Croydon Railway Station where I used to live, at around 6:45. And this guy attacked her. He started punching her and stepping on her face and jumping on her face and her head. And then he tried to rip out her hair. He ripped it out, like, from the scalp. He ripped the fucking part of the scalp. He basically fucking scalped the woman. Now, this is surprising here because I usually wouldn't say this, but detectives have described it as a prolonged, racially motivated attack that has left this woman with severe, life-changing facial injuries. Now, I'm glad they said it's racially motivated, because usually they would never say that, because it seems to always work on it's a white against other people crime, but they won't say it vice versa. And the cops are saying this is entirely unprovoked and a continued assault on this young woman, this 31-year-old woman. And they got this picture of this guy. And you think about it. I fucking think about it, you know, for any of you young women out there listening, or any man who got girlfriends or you got kids. What the fuck? You know what I mean? I live in Croydon. I mean, I lived in Croydon for a couple of years. And, you know, it's a normal place. It's not exactly the fucking hood. And you're just getting off a bus and out of nowhere this fucked up piece of shit jumps on you and fucking scalps you. You know, once upon a time, I was only afraid of Indians scalping me. Now I gotta add black people to the list as well. And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead, and I am your charming, handsome host, Deadbug. And thank you very much. And you know, I'm reading this news, and I mean, what happened to the fucking days of victimless crimes, like fucking stealing cars and shoplifting? You know, the stuff that me and my friends used to indulge in when we were growing up. You know, like, fuck, what happened to those days? Now they're fucking scalping people. It's like they're thinking of new, unique fucking ways to destroy people's lives. You know, this world, honestly, it leads me to despair. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, I remember my big party trick, and I was about 12 years old, is that I used to walk into, we had this place called Zellers. Z-E-L-L-E-R-S. And it's kind of like Kmart or Walmart. And I used to walk in there, and I used to go, and remember when they had the big coon boxes, or they used to call them like the ghetto blasters? You remember those? And you used to, you know, you blast them, you carry them on your shoulder. Those were the sort of things that were popular when I was a kid. And I used to walk into Zellers, and I would go to the hardware department, and I would grab a ladder, and then I would walk over to the electronics department, and I'd put the ladder up, and I'd climb to the top of the shelf, and I'd grab one of these ghetto blasters, one of these big, huge ghetto blasters. And I know that's not politically correct now, but that's what we called them. And I used to take the biggest one down. I used to go, and I used to rip open a pack of batteries and put them in it. And then I used to go, and I used to get a cassette, and I used to rip it out, and then put the cassette in it. And I used to put the cassette in it, like something like Sabbath. And then I used to fucking turn it up to 10, and then start walking around with it on my shoulder. And the security guard would come up. And he'd escort me out of the store and kick me out while I'm carrying this big $150 ghetto blaster. And all my friends would be waiting outside, and they think I'm a fucking hero, because that was my thing. It was my calm under pressure. That was like my party trick. And everybody come and say, hey, I want to buy a ghetto blaster off you. Can you pick this brand up for me? And I say, yeah, sure. I'll give it to you for like half price. You know, when I was 12 years old, that was like my business almost. It was almost like official business that I would have to register and pay taxes on, you know. My parents were like, where the fuck are you getting all this money? We're poor. Anyway, I got my Levi's. I got my Nike shoes on. I'm like fucking 12 years old, and we're living in the fucking hood. Here you go, Dad. Buy yourself a new tweed jacket. Mom, get yourself a purse or something. Get something. Make yourself up pretty. But I must say, for any of you who are a more easily influenced listener, please don't try that at home, okay? That was a long time ago. I don't recommend it. And now I don't do that as a living. I grew out of it as a kid. But yeah, good times, good times. But there were victimless crimes, you know? Not once did me and my friends ever say, hey, let's go out and scalp someone. Or stab someone like they're fucking doing now. Now, here's another story that I were reading. And this is in England as well. It's all happening in England, the sick crimes. This woman, she's 99 years old. She's got dementia. She's all fucked up. Like you can imagine, when you're 99 years old, most things about you start shutting down. You're shitting yourself. You want fucking diapers. It's not pretty. I mean, I remember I had a great-grandmother, my nan, who were like 94. And, oh, fucking tragic. It was one of those things that, you know, her brain were working, but her whole body was shutting down. And this old lady's in a care home. And every time her family come and visit her, like her grandchildren, whatnot, I guess, I don't even know if her kids would be alive. You know, someone could be dead when you're 99. Anyways, they'd come and visit her. And every time they would come and visit her, she'd say, don't leave me. Don't leave me. It's fucking horrible. They're going to hurt me. They're going to hurt me. And so the people, they start to get suspicious, you know, as you do. And one of them, they went and they put a secret camera in the room of this old lady, this old broad. And then they came back like a couple of days later and came back to check it. And you're not going to believe what they fucking saw. This guy fucking walks in. He's got a fucking six pack of beer, some snacks, gets him, sets him up on the fucking windowsill, sits down, watches some fucking TV, hangs out a bit with this old broad, goes and locks the door, then he turns her over, fucking lifts up her dress, and he ass fucks her. I'm not fucking kidding you. He starts ass fucking pounding this old lady, like fucking partying while he's drinking his fucking beer and everything. And the 4 nights that they had this fucking camera up, or whatever the amount of time, he did the same thing each fucking day. One day he brought in a little one of those little fucking mini pepperoni, like, you know, pizzas. Like you get one, your personal pizza. He brought it in, fucking eating, watch a little sports for a bit, fucking had some beers. Then he fucking ass fucked this old lady. And he fucking given it to her. And they arrested this guy. This guy was 48 years old. His name's Philip Carey. And he worked at the place. I mean, for me, that is like the fucking, that's even worse than scalping someone. And it's fucking, I can't even imagine that. It's such a horrific fucking crime. And this old bag is like, oh, sorry, I shouldn't say old bag, because that's not respectful. But, and when the cops fucking arrested him, he just said his excuse was he had a fucking taste for it. That's what he was into. Like, she turned him on so fucking much. This old broad, you know, and he said she liked it. Like, he said, you know, she were into it, but now she's just fucking being bitter because had a breakup or something. Which clearly isn't the case. And this guy's got a taste for it. And for me, I'm thinking, like, okay, there's prime beef, there's gristle, you know, some guys, you know, me, I'm into prime beef, you know, younger, you know, and then there's guys who like the gristle, a little older, that's okay, you know, sometimes gristle's good as well, it just depends, all depends, right, what you're in the mood for, but this isn't even fucking gristle, this woman's like fucking 99 years old, she's sawdust, fuck, I can't even imagine, and the worst part is, it's a pretty fucking messy crime, and then I shouldn't say that. I mean, it is probably messy. He must have cleaned it up afterwards. They never said that in the article. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe because of that journalistic side of me, I think I'm trying to break it down. Well, why the ass? Like, maybe he's doing it because they would spot it if it were like in her like vagina or something, you know. There would be, and maybe it were like the secret way of going through the back door that no one will find out, or maybe that's just his thing. So the ironic part here is that they've only given this guy 10 years. 10 fucking years. I mean, holy fuck, you think he would have got more than that for that, you know? And the family said that it's very distressing, and for me, that's an understatement. And they said that they would go in, and that the great-grandmother was acting really strange with him, and she wouldn't hug him, or she wouldn't kiss him, and she was begging him not to go and stuff, which I would imagine in some ways is kind of the general behavior of old people in a home, I mean, because it's probably not the best place. I went in once, like when I used to go visit my grandmother, where like, oh, it smelled like fucking piss, and it wasn't the best of places. Always fucking smelled like piss and shit, and they were quite modern, but I guess you can't get that fucking smell out of that sort of stale, smelly piss. But this guy were into it, and he claimed that she was into it too. Maybe that's why they only gave him 10 years, but I somehow doubt it. I mean, I never saw the video, and they didn't go into detail. I wouldn't want to watch the video, but I'm pretty sure she weren't into it. But what a crime, eh? Fuck, there's some people in the world. And he just looks like a normal guy, but that was his thing. That was his buzz. Oh, personal pizza thing and the six-pack of beer. And, like, watching the TV before he did it. It's fucking weird. And he just gets up and locks the door. And this was, like, the night shift, I guess. Maybe there weren't a lot of people involved. They didn't go into a lot of detail, but he clearly wasn't afraid of getting caught. You know? Fucking hopefully that never gets out in the public domain. Ain't someone posted on fucking YouTube. Probably Susan wouldn't even give it a strike. It would probably be plus 18. Nah. I shouldn't laugh. I mean, it's a terrible crime, but it's just one of those things, isn't it? You fucking laugh, you cry, it's so ludicrous that you laugh, because is this for real? Speaking of ludicrous, is anybody following this whole fucking Russia invading the Ukraine? I don't get it. I mean, I haven't gotten into too much, you know, read too much about it and stuff, but I mean, it's a serious fucking thing over here in England anyway. And it's funny because I was like sitting there and I was like editing my last joint, Strange Things. I hope you guys to watch it. I've uploaded it. It's here for you to watch. Strange Things 10. Please watch it. And I was just editing and I have my iPhone up in front of me. And you know, you get those news alerts? And they pop up and they disappear. And I'm sort of like editing. You know, my fucking cat was beside me sitting on the windowsill just looking out at the birds. His name is Ted. Some of you viewers have named him Ted Kaczynski. And he's just watching out the window. And I'm sitting there editing. And I see this alert pop up. And you know when you get those alerts and you look out of the corner of your eyes. And I could have sworn it said bombers. Russian bombers heading towards the UK. And I was like, what? Holy fuck. Okay, Teddy, it's every man for himself. Come on, let's go to the fucking basement. And then I realized I didn't have a basement. And for about 20 fucking seconds, I thought that we were going to be bombed. It was that whole Cold War thing that some of our grandparents must have experienced, you know, back in the 50s or whatever. And, or great-grandparents for some of you. And it was just really fucking, for 1 second, I was like, holy fuck. But then I realized it was something else. Like, I checked, and I think they cleverly word some of these alerts to get your attention, and it was something different. You know, I don't think there's going to be any World War III. Maybe Vladimir Putin may invade or whatever, but, you know, I don't think he's a madman or anything. You know, North Korea, on the other hand, I mean, they're fucking, you know, they're fucking from the Wild West. You can't trust anything that case will do. But, you know, Vladimir Putin, you know, I think he's just a normal, average guy. Well, as normal and average as you can be for a Russian. I once went out with this Russian girl, and they're fucking weird. They got some weird fucking habits and ideas and shit. And they got deep voices, too. They look hot, but they got real fucked up deep voices, which I don't like much in a woman. But saying that, I would rather get with a Russian woman with a deep voice than a 99-year-old woman in a care home, so that's just me, though. Different horses for different courses. I mean, and that's the thing, isn't it? Everybody likes different things. I had this friend, a really good friend I grew up with, named Gary Tisserman, you know, an English guy. And we grew up together, and he, you know, we were like in our 20s, and we were sort of, you know, we drifted apart a bit, and we got back together as friends. And he invited me over to his house. He said, come on, I want you to meet my new girlfriend. I'm in love, and, you know, all that stuff. And I went over to his place for dinner, and I brought my girlfriend over. And he opened the door, and I went in, and he's like this really small, short guy. And he was going out with this big, fat Indian, like an Indian as in like a, wah, 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 you know, like a fucking tribal Indian. And, you know, she had the big fucking thick pop glasses, you know, really thick glasses, like airplane windows. And, you know, she was like a deuce and a half. And we went in there. And then we were fucking eating. I forgot what we were eating. Maybe, oh, that's right, it was a pizza. And I remember because he was with this girl in a really fucking rough area, and the pizza people wouldn't deliver the pizza onto the estate, so we had to fucking walk down to the edge of the estate, the fence, to pick up the pizza. And like I remember, like there was a fucking like 10 black guys at the front door just muttering like for drugs, like selling you drugs and stuff. A really fucking rough area. And then anyway, so we were eating pizza, and I remember we were just sitting there, and she just farted. Like she went, a real fucking wet one. I don't want to be gross, but we were just eating pizza. And then he leaned in, he said, "Ain't she something?" And I was like, I was taken back. I was like, yeah, she's certainly something. And, you know, and I never said anything. And I think he had a kid with her, and they got divorced. And I'm still kind of friends with him now. Like, we still talk. I never asked about him, because I don't want to broach the subject. But, fuck. I think she's dead or something. I think he told me she was dead or something. Some weird sort of thing. I think I broached the subject once and got really sensitive about it. But, it's, again, different strokes for different folks. I am not the one to judge, you know? I'm not the judge, you know? Except for if you're, like, plow driving a fucking 99-year-old woman in a fucking care home up the ass. Then I'm going to say, hey, you're crossing the line here. Pull it back. Pull it back, big guy. But, no, Gary Tisserman and an Indian woman. Crazy. Not Indian as Pakistani, but Indian as, you know. Now, speaking of different horses for different courses and whatnot, and what we hate and what we like, this is total random, totally left field. But who do you hate? It could be like a musician, like a band, or even an actor. Who do you fucking hate? Because I'm going to tell you know this building up to me telling you who I fucking hate. I fucking hate Coldplay. I fucking hate them. I can't stand Chris Martin with his fucking squeaky clean fucking shit. I mean, this is a guy, anybody who fucking has Gwyneth Paltrow leave him, it says it all, doesn't it? He's so fucking weak. He's got no fucking balls. And he's just so fucking goody-two-shoes. It just blows my fucking mind. I hate him and I hate fucking Adele. You know that singer Adele? And I used to like her. I really liked the first album when it came out. This is really fucking good. Even the second album. But I fucking hate her now. She's everywhere and she's always fucking, you know, she was like, used to be like sort of this, you know, normal person. Now she's all fucking gone Hollywood. She, you know, she dumped her husband, her fat, bald, white husband. She's taken up with a black man now. And like, that's sort of like, this is what you do when you make it, you know, nothing against black men or whatever. I mean, who knows? Maybe if I made it, I would take up with, you know, a black man as well. Hey. Different strokes with different folks, courses and whatnot. But, you know, I fucking hate him. And I fucking hate him. Those are the two. And they're everywhere in the news right now. They're everywhere in the fucking news. Those are the people. It used to be the Kardashians, but now they're not in the news so much. But those are the ones. So tell me who you guys hate. And that's who I hate. And that's about all I got to say. I just thought I want to come up and talk about the news and a couple of stories and that and say hi to everybody. Now I want to say hi to 1159 Media. There's a lot of people who have joined from there. So hello and welcome. Is it 11:59 or is it 11:59? I know I've talked to the operator several times and we've never clarified that. And we got some big things coming up, some good things coming up. So hello to all of yous and welcome. So let's take an opportunity for everybody to say hi to each other in the comments section. And if you have any issues or problems with, you know, getting things working, here is the place. Say hello, say your issue. I should have said that at the beginning because maybe a lot of you have left now and you're not going to hear this. But I just thought I would end that on who do you hate? And I'm Chris Martin and Adele. Coldplay. You know, I once broke up with a girl who took me to a Phil Collins concert for my birthday. Oh, fucking horrible. And I just thought, this woman doesn't know. When have you ever heard me fucking ever? I mean, she wasn't like a serious girlfriend. I mean, she was just like someone I was sleeping with. We were starting. It was the beginning of a relationship. And she was fucking beautiful as well. She was really hot. But I went to that Phil Collins concert. And I remember telling my friend, hey, man, this is going to be a test. This is, I could just like say that I don't fucking like him. Or I could just like fucking go along with it. And I went with it. And there were a whole bunch of guys wearing black jeans with white long sleeve shirts done up to the top and ponytails. That's what I remember about the Phil Collins concert. Looking around and then saying, this is me. This is what I could become. Or maybe I am already and I don't know it. And then after that, I broke up with her right away. Well, I went home and I slept with her. And then when she left, I broke up with her. I didn't answer her, the calls and whatnot. And it ended nasty. But I guess she figured I owed her something for the Phil Collins concert. But yeah, ladies, don't ever buy Dead Bug Phil Collins tickets. I mean, Coldplay player I could fucking live with, but Phil Collins, boy, oh boy. He was good in Genesis, you know, in the 70s. And when I like that song Mama, but I didn't like that fucking I Can't Dance song. Ah, I'm digressing. Anyways, you guys have a good week, and we'll talk next week. And this is Deb Bug saying adios. I'm out of here.
You can blame it on the dough, blame it on the tro, blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dough, blame it on the tro, blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the tro, blame it on the tro, blame it on the dough, blame it on the drugs, blame it on the tro. Blame it on the dro, blame it on the drugs. Rolling through the city, everybody see me. Kingpin, Godfather, call me Al Pacino. Or Al Pacino, feds watching neighborhood watch. Boost Mobile, I'm the plug, what you need, I got. Making moves, cops pull up on me. Rendezvous at the trap, somebody snitching on me. I'm flipping birds, chop a brick, yeah, I'm moving weight. I took a trip to Colombia and now I'm straight. I'm whipping it, yeah, that Coca-Cola hands free with it, big dog. You can smell the odor. Finessing the block, I'm stunning with birds. The drought is over, yeah, you can get served. Blame it on the drugs, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dough, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dough, blame it on the drugs. Blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro. Blame it on the. I'm the plug, I'm the plug, I back up. If I ever run out, hit my meat up. Won't move if the money ain't right though. Got it booming in the streets, blame it on the drugs. You can blame it on the drugs. You can blame it on the dope, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. Blame it on the dope, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro.